Changes in the labor force for Idaho agriculture. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Drive the country back roads, and everywhere you look, spring, summer, and fall, you see the men and women of agriculture. They are in the asparagus fields, the sheep shearing sheds, onion packing sheds, potato packing sheds, milking barns, sugar beet fields, and vineyards. Quite simply, they are the farm labor force for American agriculture. Hired workers that are mostly foreign-born and primarily from Mexico. As the 2018 farm season gets rolling, they are in short supply. And this is a situation that is getting way too common and creating change on farm operations. At Williamson Orchards and Vineyards in the Sunny Slope region of southern Idaho, owner Michael Williamson says he is adjusting to the manpower shortage in a few different ways.
Keeping the folks that we have had for years, we're able to keep them. We do have to increase our pay rate to maintain those guys so they don't walk away.
In a movement that started 20 years ago, a movement in the general workforce called job sharing, farmers are also starting to share workers.
We do work and talk with some of the other growers around where we have a crew with the skill set to do a lot of vineyard work. Yeah. We can come in there and get it done for them, and then maybe they're like a smaller scale. Yeah. They need to get it done in a timely fashion, and we can help them get it done.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.